I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has said Britain's decision to impose a two-week quarantine on everyone arriving from Spain was unjust. Mr. Sanchez said British tourists were safer from coronavirus in most of Spain than they were at home. Gavin Lee is in Barcelona.
The British government has already faced a day of lobbying from their Spanish counterparts over the sudden decision to impose quarantine rules on returning travellers, a move which Spanish officials say will devastate the tourism industry, which accounts for 15% of the country's gross domestic product. Now, the political fallout has led to a late-night television plea from the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, who suggested Britain was misinterpreting the scientific data. Overnight, a UK government source confirmed that talks are underway with Spain to ease the restrictions on the Balearic and Canary Islands.
New research has shown how the COVID-19 crisis is worsening the nutrition of children in developing countries. The medical journal The Lancet says an extra 6.7 million under-fives could be at risk of wasting, a form of malnutrition which makes children too thin and weak, putting them at greater risk of stunted development or of dying. Zimbabwe's ruling party has accused the United States ambassador of attempting to overthrow the government and threatened to expel him. Shingai Nyoka reports.
ZANU-PF spokesperson Patrick Chinamasa described the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, Brian Nichols, as a thug. He accused the embassy of sponsoring planned opposition protests in an attempt to overthrow the government. The U.S. embassy has previously rejected claims that it's trying to destabilize the country. The Zimbabwean government has tightened lockdown measures as the number of COVID cases rises sharply. The United Nations Human Rights Office and the U.S. have warned that COVID should not be used to clamp down on fundamental freedoms, including the right to peaceful assembly.
Six Democratic Party mayors have urged the U.S. Congress to block the Trump administration from sending federal law enforcement agents to their cities. In a letter to Congress, the mayors say the deployment of federal forces in riot gear against the explicit request of local authorities is unlawful and repugnant. The signatories include the mayor of Portland, which has seen violent clashes between federal agents and anti-racism protesters, and the mayor of Kansas, Quinton Lucas.
President Trump's move of sending federal troops and authorities to places like Portland has poured fuel on the fire, and we are dealing with even more challenges as a result of them. I don't see Portland getting better. Oakland has gotten newly worse. There was a shooting at a rally in Austin, Texas. These are the concerns we have from the Trump escalation that I think is being used for electoral gain in November.
This is the World News from the BBC.